Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help people release their negative emotions and heal the past traumas they've experienced so that they can live their best lives. So I am super excited to introduce Amber Salembier. Now, Amber is founder of Knots Untied Within. Now, she's an energy healing practitioner who specializes in releasing the emotions from life events and traumas that are at the root of people's physical discomforts and symptoms, as well as their procrastination, fears, and anxiousness in all areas and aspects of their lives. Amber firmly believes that by identifying and releasing the root cause, it opens you up to receive better relationships, more clients, happier lives, financial abundance, and allows the body to heal naturally on its own. Well, welcome, Amber. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you, Wendy. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here and to share my story and to speak with you.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping people really untangle all those negatives that are showing up in their lives. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Well, thanks. I'm incredibly passionate about what it is that I do, and waking up every morning and getting excited about showing up is an awesome feeling.
Yeah, definitely. It's so invigorating, right? When we know that the work, when we love the work that we do and we do the work that we love. So, well, Amber, I'm curious here, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own practice?
Well, I lost my job,
Ah.
and it's, a lot of people are losing their jobs right now with COVID, and it was about a year and a half ago. And my intention was never to go into business. It was never in my sight to have my own business. In fact, I often set against it. I'm never going to do that, I said. And
Oh.
I woke up in the morning with this very strong knowing that I was going to lose my job that day, knowing that other people, because of the position I was in, they were going to lose their job. I thought that I mismatched them and started bringing my own thoughts into it. And so I started preparing when I woke up and that feeling wouldn't go away. And, I packed up all of my stuff and prepared for the fact that I was losing my job that day, even messaged my husband. And when I got to work and people lost their job, there was about 30 people that were let go, and I was still sitting there. I couldn't understand what was going on.
Wow.
And I went into, a room. I cried my eyes out. I came back and everybody's like, you got to stop crying. Everything's okay. And I'm like, I really thought that gut feeling that we hear about, that it was on point. That's how strong it was. And, a little while later, maybe 5, 10 minutes, they came and got me and brought me into a room and told me to have a seat because I was being let go that day.
Oh my
And
gosh.
I was prepared for it, which was because of this feeling that I started with. I prepared for it. I wiped my company computer, my phone, I walked into work fully prepared that that was going to happen that day. And when I got home with my head held high because I walked out of there without the emotions that other people had gone through earlier, I got on Google and started Googling, what did that mean? And it started me on this path and this journey to where I am today. What does it mean when you know that you're going to, that something's going to happen before it happens? And, well, Google said you're intuitive. And so I started getting more curious and asking more questions. And it, you know, the past started laying out before me, and I started learning and growing and healing my own stuff in order to become a practitioner, which was phenomenal.
Right. Wow. That is amazing. Obviously walking your talk in a full way, and just to have that life experience that for everybody is so traumatic and devastating. But for you, it was this huge wake-up call to really get in touch with this inner, like I call, zone of genius, right? This ability to connect with, I guess, a bigger sense of purpose and start on this path that now has given you the skills to help others really step into their greatness, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I love that. What a phenomenal journey. So how long have you had your own healing practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Oh, it has. So like I said, you know, that wasn't my goal originally, to have my own business, mm-hmm. but then I met people along the way, and I met a woman who gave me a session doing the work that I do, and it completely changed my life. I got rid of hip pain that I had from domestic violence. I opened up my heart space because I was so blocked off that I knew that this would be the route that I would be going down. And when I finally made that decision that, you know, COVID had just hit, it was only last April that this was the path that I wanted to take. These were the certifications. Everything lined up for me. Mm-hmm. You know, I saw the synchronicities and the numbers all of a sudden, and everything just kind of opened it up.
Right.
And it's been, I opened officially in July, but it's been almost a year since I've been certified.
Mm-hmm.
And originally it was, you know, well, maybe I could just do this part time. And once I started getting into it, everything changed, that this was what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. And
wow.
You know, yeah. As every business, you start to shift and change, and the vision that you had at the beginning changes as you begin to get inspired and start dreaming about what this vision looks like. You know, we all start, you know, oh, maybe it's, you know, if I could just get my first sale, well, then the first sale turns into the second sale, and then you start expanding and growing, and then you start getting your eyes on the bigger picture, and mm-hmm. it becomes magical.
Right. Yeah. You get that sense of really clarity around the difference that the work that you do makes for people in their lives. Like you know, when I brought you into the interview here, we talked about, you know, I mentioned not just their physical health and well-being, but the ripple effect into all different areas of their lives. And then that goes out to affects then everyone in their circle of influence, and off it goes. So yeah, the work you do is just amazing. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way, besides, like you said, you know, getting your certifications and, you know, those typical things, but has anything kind of jumped up that you've had to navigate?
Everything I've had to navigate, to be honest, because when I lost my job, I was living a completely different life, in that I'd gone through a lot of trauma myself. So domestic violence, relationship, a childhood that was traumatic, and it caused all of these limiting beliefs and self-worth mm-hmm. issues.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you're looking at, you know, I got my certification and I can do what it is that I do, but I don't believe in myself in order to move forward with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that fear came up. So I've had to do a lot of work on myself to release that fear, to be able to get visible. I was so introverted, I couldn't speak to people. So I had to clear my own blocks and really work on myself, which is, I think, what the purpose was, what it was to begin with, was to heal myself. Yes. So once I could do that, then I could get more visible. Then I can start talking to people and explaining to people what it is that I do. But it all had to start with me. So there were all sorts of different roadblocks to really start my own business and to grow it and expand it.
Right.
But it all, like I said, had to start with my own stuff first.
Yeah, it's amazing how once we, you know, spread our wings and jump out of that job where we were a part of a bigger plan, somebody else's vision, you know, we did our part that was important, but we were, you know, basically on the coattails of somebody else's machine, you know, their vision, their process. And so when we jump out of that plane or off that cliff, you know, to spread our own wings, because we know that what we've got is being so helpful to others, then boy, that's when you do feel any sort of little limitations in your belief, and any of those little bitty things that were kind of below the surface just come out in 100% full blown fashion. So, so it's always a lot of work to do and looking in the mirror and saying, okay, all right, I got this. So yeah, that's fantastic. And obviously, like you said, you in the process, you've gained a lot more clarity and skills around how to help others really step into the bigger vision for themselves too. So, and obviously, Amber, you're an expert at helping people get to the core of everything that's causing their pain or suffering in their lives and fix it. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Well, we often forget when we go into business that, you know, it's not just what it is that you bring to the table. There's all sorts of different aspects of a business, such as selling or, you know, accounting, marketing.
Yep.
The problem that I struggle with is getting in front of people and really explaining to them what it is that I do in that brief second, right? It takes only a brief moment to have that impact on them. And so just telling them what it is that I do and how I can help them in a matter of moments is important. And that's the part that I struggle, because it's not a energy healing isn't something like graphic design, or I'm a software developer, or you know, there is a lot of taboo around it. So making sure that they understand and really know what kind of an impact it can have on their life in that brief second that I have their attention for. Because once I get them into the sales process, then it kind of gets a lot easier and they're in front of me.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, no, I totally understand that. And you're definitely not alone in that element of trying to bring into a specific message work that you do, which is not exactly tangible. And it's all encompassing, right? It's not just health. It's not just finance. It's not just relationships. It's whatever. And so conveying that in a way that people get it right away. It's like, oh, I get it. You know, that's what you want to happen. So, well, I'd be happy to give you maybe a little bit of insight or shift your paradigm around that if you'd like.
Sure.
So it's, you know, it's interesting when you're in those types of situations and people say, so what do you do? You know, and that's it, right? That's your opportunity to just tie it up in a nice little bow and they're excited about, you know, learning more. That's the idea, because who can't benefit from healing some of those past traumas that we might not even realize is causing us to play small, right? And obviously you're very passionate about wanting to make that difference for others, having been in those types of situations and experienced what it's like to feel yourself holding yourself back. So what I always recommend is you start out with something that's sharing something about the work you do that's a bit broad, and then right away take the next thing that you say down into something that's you feel real for them in based on what you know, whether it's, you know, if you just met them and it's a business type of a, you know, networking, or you notice that they have, you know, that they're a mom, or that they have kids, or you notice that they're at the gym, or, you know, whatever their situation is, you can then take it into more of a specific message that relates to their life. So you want to always talk in terms of things that they have a good feeling about, but also can gain some sort of clarity around something that's already familiar. So I help people with their health and wellness. And if you were to describe the work you do, what would you say at a general level?
I help people release their negative emotions.
Okay. So the word release is the thing that for a lot of people, they wouldn't understand. So in looking at what words people do understand, you'd want to come up with a message that doesn't create more confusion, that creates more clarity around things that they already know. So words that are more, you know, relatable to people around healing that might be similar to, you know, what they already know would be work through, things like that, versus release, you know, work through, or heal past traumas. But the thing that, you know, you want to get right specific to is to say, so, you know, how you, or do you ever feel, or, you know, have you ever felt any, and then kind of describe a scenario, any you know, any fears when it comes to whatever the example is. Well, I help people fix that. I help people heal that. I help people solve that. So you get right to then to the specifics around something that's specifically related to their lives. And it's a process of really refining your message in a way that each word creates clarity versus more confusion, right? And so even though you have words in your vocabulary that are very specific and very clear for you, you have to always think about your prospective client in terms of their level of knowledge, and what they already are familiar with. And another technique that's really helpful is to come up with an analogy, something that they do know frequently. It's something that's common in their life. You know how you take your car in and they plug in that little device to a computer and they're instantly able to see everything that's going on with your car? Well, I do that with people and help them solve what's going on in their lives in a way that helps them live in better health, better relationships. And so it brings people into a level of clarity as well as curiosity.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So hopefully that helps a little bit of a long explanation. But the point I'm trying to make is use as many common concepts that people already understand with clarity to describe the work you do.
Oh, I love that.
So hopefully that helps and gives you more confidence in those conversations, because yeah, it is important to help people understand this great work that you do. And, you know, I'm just curious here. We've just been experienced a year or more of the pandemic, and that in and of itself has brought up tremendous stress for people. I mean, you described already part of your story, people getting laid off, their whole world shifting, not just their health, but relationships, finance, job security, everything has just really been on this emotional roller coaster. Has it had any impact on the work that you do for others?
It certainly has. I have been helping a lot more people in order to release some of those emotions. So what happens is, you know, with the COVID, people are feeling more frustration or more anxiety or confusion around what is going on. And what they're doing is they're holding on to those emotions because we never were taught to release them or to process them, for example. Mm-hmm. So I'm concerned about what is going to happen in the future, because it's not generally what is happening now that, you know, if you've got something that's going on right now, that those emotions will affect it. It's how, you know, due to their bodies or their life in the future.
Right.
And so my clients are starting to understand that impact, that it may not be current stuff, but what is their life going to be like in 5 years, you know, with trapping all those emotions from current day? And how can they really get through this so that they are feeling more empowered in their life?
Yeah, no, that makes total sense. It's like I keep telling when my kids were younger anyway, you know, and they wanted to have fast foods or, you know, junk food, basically. It's like, that doesn't make any difference, mom. It's like, well, it will down the road. You know, you just wait 20 years from now. And so the same thing, I mean, like you're describing, the, you know, we're holding this stuff in right now and getting through things, but how is it going to be showing up much, you know, at a much bigger level and bigger consequences down the road. So yeah, the work you do is just so, so important. Well, how do you work with people who want to finally fix all those negative things that are showing up in their lives, in their health, their relationships, you know, in their work or business? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy or your approach?
Absolutely. So what I do is I generally have people come and they can watch my Facebook Live or go on my website. And on my website is a menu per se, where it gives them identity of what kinds of things that I can work on. So people don't generally know that, oh, I've got a problem unless they can feel it on a physical level. Limiting beliefs, people generally have no idea that they have unless they see a problem. Mm-hmm. So a problem could be getting visible in their business, or I'm having physical discomfort in my body. And so it kind of gives them ideas as to all of the different things that I can work on. And what I do is I help them identify the root cause of it. So it could have been some sort of trauma that happened when they were five. And the subconscious knows everything that you've gone through your entire life. Even if we can't remember it on a conscious level, the subconscious knows. And by accessing that information, we can get more clarity as to how we can heal. And people really see that the stuff that they've held on to when they're in their childhood or their teenage years is really having an impact on their life now. So I help them identify that and release that.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Yeah, definitely makes sense. And I'm assuming you have processes to help them release that are things that you yourself have experienced, and others are able to do the same process.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I love that, you know, you're able to really work with each person individually and help them really peel back those layers, you know, and not just identify it, but then, okay, now that we've identified it, let's fix it. Let's release it so that you can play in a bigger way in life and create that level of happiness that people really strive for. Everybody says they want to be happy, but yet, you know, like you said, hanging on to past traumas in a way that we aren't even aware of. So yeah, I love that. Well, Amber, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
I go live twice a week on my Facebook page at facebook.com/knotsuntiedwithin. Okay. You can also reach me on my website at www.knotsuntiedwithin.com or on Instagram at instagram.com/knotsuntiedwithin.
Okay, perfect. You've got a very consistent presence online. I love that. So Facebook, Instagram, and your website. And each one is knotsuntiedwithin. So knotsuntiedwithin.com. And then those are your profile pages on Instagram and Facebook. Fantastic. Well, Amber, you have already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom, but if I could tap on you one last time here during our conversation, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
My first would be to take a moment, close your eyes, and go into your heart space and ask yourself if doing what you do is really what you love. Because if it is your passion, then you know what? Face the fear. Identify what that fear is. Write it out. Do some brainstorming and ask for help. You need a community in order to grow a business. We're not a... You know, we maybe call the solopreneur, but it's not really just doing it by yourself. It's asking for help for people who have already taken that path. So reach out to those people and ask for help so that you can take those steps. To believe in yourself.
Yeah, that is great. I was writing all that down. That is really powerful. I mean, you know, to the whole process that you laid out, you know, first ask to really gain clarity around, is this what I love doing? You know, that's important, right? Not just is it okay, I know that I can do this, but do I love this? And going through that process of, you know, identifying what's at the root of asking yourself what, you know, what are things that are going on And then, yeah, it's so obvious, you know, solopreneur, we think, okay, I'm in it on my own. But as you illuminated, no, it's not a good idea, because we aren't born with all these skills, right? It's something that we have to learn along the way. And, you know, I believe your zone of genius is probably something that has either developed over the years or, you know, was in your beingness. But all these other skills are things that are acquired. So yeah, no, that's great advice. Thank you so much, Amber, for sharing that. That's powerful. Well, Amber, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from that awful day when you knew deep down that that was the day you were going to be released from the work that you were doing for another company, and facing that fear of, oh my God, you know, what's next? And just realizing that, wow, I was able to perceive this. I knew this was going to happen. What is it about that that I was able to do that might be my zone of genius? And just following down that path, and the path was unfolding as you literally, as you took each step, the next stepping stone was coming. So yeah, it has just been so fantastic to hear that journey and now better understand the impactful work you're doing, helping people identify and release the root cause of all their negatives that are showing up in their lives, so that they can receive better relationships, more clients, happier lives, more of financial abundance, really everything in their lives, and allow their bodies to heal naturally on their own. I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Thank you so much for having me, Wendy. I had such a great time. And I thank all of your listeners too for listening in and tuning into my story. So thank you as well.
Yeah. Well, this has been great. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Amber through her website, and that's knotsuntiedwithin.com, or find her on Facebook. She sounds like very active. Facebook Lives would be a good opportunity to learn more about these techniques and this wisdom that she has, as well as Instagram. And that's as well, Knots Untied Within. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So if you're curious about finding out if your sales conversations are optimized, well, reach out to apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Amber Salambir. And as always, here's to your success.